Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, Experience, Association versus Dissociation. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra is steeped in themes of spiritual duality, inner transformation, and existential intensity. Experience for Purva Bhadrapada natives often begins in dissociation, a subtle detachment from the outer world that allows them to observe life through symbolic, mystical, or philosophical filters. They often feel as though they are witnessing life from the edge, operating from a place beyond conventional emotion or identification. This can give them visionary insight, but also a sense of existential distance. Over time, however, especially through service, crisis, or emotional awakening, they may move into association, connecting deeply to human experience, empathy, and the spiritual weight of embodiment. If K2 is in the first house in Purva Bhadrapada, the experience is deeply dissociated. These individuals feel like observers of life, detached from identity, roles, or worldly definitions of success. They often operate with ghost-like presence, appearing aloof or spiritually elsewhere. This placement enhances their mystical perception, but can also isolate them from embodied joy, grounding, or emotional intimacy. If K2 is in the fifth house, dissociation is felt in areas of self-expression, romance, creativity, or personal joy. These individuals may feel karmically removed from pleasure or struggle to emotionally engage in what most consider life's fulfilling moments. In Purva Bhadrapada, this can manifest as the archetypal ascetic, the one who sacrifices egoic desire in pursuit of transcendental truths, but who must also learn to return to the heart. If Jupiter is in the fourth house, experience shifts toward association, but in a spiritualized or ethical framework. These individuals connect to home, roots, or inner emotion through philosophy, prayer, or reflective wisdom. In Purva Bhadrapada, Jupiter in the fourth brings emotional anchoring through faith. They may feel associated with their emotional body when it serves a higher understanding or moral truth. If Jupiter is in the 10th house, association becomes public and principled. These individuals align emotionally with their public service, teaching, or leadership roles. In Purva Bhadrapada, Jupiter here bridges the mystical with the practical. They embody their vision through action, often gaining emotional fulfillment through visible ethical contribution. If the moon is in the fourth house, the experience becomes emotionally associated. These natives feel deeply, often internalizing emotional undercurrents from family, environment, or memory. In Purva Bhadrapada, this makes for an intensely private emotional life, one where solitude nourishes and feelings are processed in sacred space. Despite their dissociative tendency, this moon placement tethers them to human vulnerability. If the moon is in the 10th house, emotional association moves into the public realm. These individuals experience emotional highs and lows based on external roles or collective responsibility. In Purva Bhadrapada, this can create a push-pull, feeling deeply tied to one's path, yet simultaneously overwhelmed by its emotional gravity. They often lead from a place of felt wisdom, translating internal truths into collective healing. If Saturn is in the fourth house, dissociation is protective. These individuals may have grown up in emotionally distant or karmically heavy households. In Purva Bhadrapada, this often translates to spiritual melancholy. They develop emotional distance as a survival mechanism, retreating into philosophy or solitude. Their challenge is to allow the heart to thaw, without abandoning their need for sacred stillness. If Saturn is in the 10th house, dissociation becomes role-bound. These individuals may suppress emotion in service of duty, mastery, or societal contribution. In Purva Bhadrapada, this Saturn gives the aura of the austere mystic, one who bears karmic responsibility in silence, appearing composed even when internally burdened. Their healing lies in reclaiming emotional permission, even in professional life. Purva Bhadrapada's relationship to experience is inherently paradoxical, caught between witnessing and feeling, spirit and body, heaven and earth. They often begin by observing life from afar, mastering detachment, and seeking meaning beyond form. But their growth lies in remembering how to feel, how to anchor their insight in embodied empathy. Dissociation gives them perspective. Association gives them depth. When balanced, Purva Bhadrapada becomes the mystic activist, able to stand outside the world's illusions and yet fully participate in its healing. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals instinctively focus on what aligns, seeking patterns, harmony, and affirmation through a matching mindset. Others are wired to notice what's wrong, scanning for inconsistency, error, or imbalance through a mismatching approach. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, philosophy, truth, abstraction, and associated with fire, duality, and visionary transformation, leans toward a mismatching style. These natives are wired to question, internally or externally. They challenge assumptions, notice existential contradictions, and probe deeply into what isn't adding up, both within themselves and the world. Their default approach is inquiry through dissonance, yet when anchored in meaning or spiritual clarity, they can shift into a matching mode, seeing higher order even in paradox. Which mode dominates depends on planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses. If Jupiter is in the 3rd or 9th house, the approach can soften into principled matching. These individuals seek coherence, not necessarily conformity, but meaningful alignment. In Purva Bhadrapada, Jupiter here blends vision with discernment. They look for deeper unity behind apparent chaos. If in the 10th, they lead by harmonizing ideals and systems, guiding others towards spiritual or ethical alignment rather than surface consensus. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, mismatching becomes karmic and internalized. These natives instinctively detach from what doesn't feel real, often rejecting superficial norms or inherited truths. In Purva Bhadrapada, Ketu enhances their mystic skepticism. They feel what doesn't fit before they think it. If Ketu is in the 10th, they may operate outside conventional structures, questioning roles, systems, or authority figures from a place of deep, often unspoken conviction. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the mismatching shows up emotionally. These individuals sense subtle dissonance in energy, language, or relationships. In Purva Bhadrapada, Moon deepens this awareness. They may feel out of sync with society or withdraw when emotional environments clash with their inner truth. If Moon is in the 10th, this sensitivity becomes part of their public role. They intuit when systems, leadership, or social dynamics are out of moral or emotional alignment. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the mismatching becomes mental and verbal. These natives question everything: language, beliefs, logic, motives. In Purva Bhadrapada, Mercury sharpens philosophical critique. They love analyzing spiritual systems, decoding esoteric language, or reformulating beliefs that no longer serve. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are known as reformers, articulate challengers of status quo thought, educators, or controversial communicators of higher truths. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the mismatching becomes methodical and moral. These individuals notice ethical cracks, procedural flaws, and karmic misalignments. In Purva Bhadrapada, Saturn adds weight to their perception. They don't just notice what's wrong, they feel responsible for correcting it. If Saturn is in the 10th, they become guardians of integrity, working slowly, seriously, and often alone to restore order to systems that have lost their soul. Purva Bhadrapada's core approach is philosophical mismatching. They're not here to accept things at face value. They are truth seekers who challenge the surface to find deeper alignment. Their challenge is learning when to stop dissecting and start trusting, when to use their questioning not to tear down, but to rebuild meaning. When balanced, Purva Bhadrapada becomes the visionary skeptic, the one who sees what's broken not to condemn it, but to transform it into something sacred and real. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some individuals live in time, immersed in the present, responding intuitively and emotionally to what's unfolding now. Others operate through time, aware of past lessons, future goals, and how actions fit into a larger arc. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, wisdom, expansion, timeless truth, and shaped by themes of paradox, sacrifice, and transformation, leans toward a through time experience. These natives often process life as part of a larger spiritual or karmic continuum, thinking in terms of cycles, initiation, and the long arc of growth. Their timing can feel mysterious or guided, but it's rarely impulsive. They often delay action until it aligns with a deeper sense of purpose or inner readiness. However, in moments of intense emotional insight or philosophical revelation, they can shift into in time, responding immediately, even prophetically, when the present feels sacred or charged. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses help shape their temporal rhythm, revealing when they live in mystical pause and when they act with piercing presence. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the experience is deeply through time. These individuals operate with a long view mindset, often thinking in lifetimes rather than moments. In Purva Bhadrapada, Jupiter gives them the ability to hold paradox, patiently allowing destiny to unfold while tending to their internal preparation. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this becomes part of their public ethos. They may be known as thoughtful, principled leaders who seem to move slowly, but whose timing is precise and spiritually attuned. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the experience shifts closer to end time, particularly in emotional or relational moments. These individuals act from feeling, responding to internal tides rather than schedules or strategy. In Purva Bhadrapada, Moon adds intuitive immediacy. They may receive inner downloads or emotional flashes that override logic. If Moon is in the 10th, this shows up publicly. They respond to energy in real time, sometimes appearing spontaneous or unpredictable, yet often uncannily aligned with deeper truth. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the experience becomes mentally through time. These individuals track patterns, anticipate outcomes, and use communication to structure their timing. In Purva Bhadrapada, Mercury adds precision to philosophy. They can plan within mystery, organize chaos into sequence, or write with visionary logic. If Mercury is in the 10th, they're seen as intelligent strategists, those who pace their career with insight, clarity, and an ability to connect timing with meaning. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the through-time orientation becomes karmic and disciplined. These individuals often carry the weight of long-term responsibility or inherited delay. In Purva Bhadrapada, Saturn reinforces patience. They move with sacred gravity, aware of what must be earned. If Saturn is in the 10th, they become temporal stewards, leading not through speed, but through mastery built over time, often culminating in authority later in life. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the experience may veer toward end time, especially in moments of ambition or existential urgency. These individuals act fast, sometimes before the deeper lesson has ripened. In Purva Bhadrapada, Rahu adds urgency to transformation. They may lurch forward to escape discomfort, only to be pulled back by the weight of unintegrated karma. If in the 10th, they're seen as powerful but volatile, leaders who rise through intensity, but must learn the value of pause and inner timing. Purva Bhadrapada's relationship to time is spiritual, shadowed, and often nonlinear. They are not bound by clocks, but by initiatory timing, when the soul is ready, not when the world expects. Their path lies in recognizing the sacred tension between waiting and acting, between seeing time as a vessel for transformation and knowing when the moment is now. When balanced, they become masters of spiritual timing, acting not when it's convenient, but when it's true. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are primarily motivated by people, relationships, connection, recognition. Others are driven by activities, what they do create or accomplish. Some find deep resonance with places, environments that evoke transformation, power, or stillness. And others are motivated by things, status symbols, resources, or structures that reflect their growth. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter, philosophical insight, dharmic vision, and symbolized by the front legs of a funeral cot, thresholds, sacrifice, transcendence, is most often motivated by activities and places, especially those that serve spiritual purpose, inner transformation, or collective evolution. These natives are drawn to what they can do with their inner fire and where they can do it in order to initiate meaning or shift energetic landscapes. While they may appreciate people and things, their core motivation is often existential. They move when the space feels sacred or when the action aligns with a higher truth. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses clarify what they serve, where they're called, and how they act on that call. If Jupiter is in the 1st, 3rd, or 9th house, the native is motivated by activities with depth and spiritual intention. These individuals are driven to teach, guide, write, heal, or philosophize. In Purva Bhadrapa, Jupiter amplifies the call to elevate consciousness. They may be mission-oriented, pushing through suffering or sacrifice to offer wisdom. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they seek roles of ethical authority, spiritual leadership, education, or any public path that allows their insight to translate into real-world evolution. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the motivation shifts toward places, internal or sacred spaces that catalyze detachment, revelation, or insight. These natives are drawn to temples, retreats, wilderness, or hidden realms. In Purva Bhadrapada, Ketu dissolves worldly hunger. They are moved more by vibration than by result. If Ketu is in the 10th, they may hold roles that appear quiet or marginal, yet have deep spiritual significance, working in the background while acting as energetic anchors for change. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, people become a softer motivator, particularly those who mirror their inner emotional or karmic process. These individuals often seek spiritual or emotional resonance in their relationships. In Purva Bhadrapada, moon adds relational gravity. They may be pulled toward partnerships that trigger awakening, service, or karmic healing. If moon is in the 10th, this relational dynamic may become part of their public role, healers, counselors, or intuitive guides with emotional presence. If Mercury or Venus is in the 3rd or 10th house, the motivation includes things, especially knowledge systems, language, symbolism, or refined tools of transformation. In Purva Bhadrapada, Mercury sharpens the intellect. They are drawn to mystical texts, occult frameworks, or language as magic. Venus adds aesthetic alignment. They are drawn to rituals, sacred beauty, or devotional tools. If either planet is in the 10th, they may become spiritual communicators, creative strategists, or curators of meaning, those who use things as bridges to deeper truths. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the drive toward activities becomes grounded in karmic responsibility. These individuals are motivated by sacrifice, long-term service, and the desire to structure transformation. In Purva Bhadrapada, Saturn gives gravity to the fire. They are often compelled to take on burdens that serve collective healing. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as quiet anchors, ritual builders, system reformers, or steady agents of sacred change. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, motivation intensifies toward places and things that promise evolution, elevation, or power. These individuals may chase transformational environments, exotic traditions, or spiritual intensity. In Purva Bhadrapada, Rahu distorts and drives. They may swing between renunciation and ambition, haunted by the desire to become something more. If Rahu is in the 10th, this plays out publicly. They seek to embody their transformation visibly, often through unconventional roles or mystique-laden achievements. Purva Bhadrapada's core motivation is inner combustion for outer transcendence. They are driven to act when the work is sacred and the space feels alive with symbolic or karmic weight. Their challenge is to stay present with the human while channeling the divine, to act without escapism, and to serve without martyrdom. When aligned, they become agents of profound transformation, motivated not by what the world gives, but by what the soul demands to awaken.